license on Placent.
It's 1 month of arrest confession, and he's my son.
I looked at a picture of the world's greatest newspaper man. I felt like a kid in front of a candy store. Well, tonight, I got my candy. All of it. Welcome, gentlemen, to the...
America. America has become a second-rate power.
This is an outrage!
You're out of line!
Quiet. Greed, for lack of a better word, is good. Greed is right. Greed works. Greed clarifies and captures the essence of the evolutionary spirit. Greed, in all of its forms, greed for life, for money, for love, knowledge, has marked the upward surge of mankind.
Wake up. I don't sweat it. It's just business.
What?
One more for the good guys.
Ayo! Ayo!
Ayo!
This is Dano Radio,
the original real true indeed media. And, of course, it is May. May 11th, 2019. Night before Mother's Day. And for some reason, everyone around the way is getting toasted. So why not us? Hey! Like, when in Rome, well, you don't want to do everything to Rome. It's kind of sick, some of the shit they did. But none of this. And I'm a sick individual, but not like that sick. But yes, this is Dano Radio, the original, real, true, indeed media. And I am here with my brother from another, Mr. Wendigo from San Diego.
What is up?
Places. Of course, with Allie, the engineer, in the back doing what she does.
And buddy.
Just doing her thing. She's monitoring like she should be. She don't have to make no special shout-out because she's doing her job. So thank you. But if you ever want to go, hey, yo, get your heyo in. We're going to record it, sample it, all that good stuff. So what's good, Wendigo? It's been a minute, motherfucker.
Yeah, it has, man. When was the last time we met up?
A few months ago, man. And we had that weird dope show, 45 minutes or so, and then all of a sudden, it went out. So,
oh yeah.
I do want to stay ahead of time. First of all, besides the regular pasta blazini and, of course, you know, sipping a little this, that, and the third, Lucy in the sky with diamonds, but just a little bit. So, nonetheless, I'm feeling right. I'm feeling tight. I'm feeling good.
Just got to have a disclaimer, though. I'm not doing it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sipping on something.
Yes, it's just me. He's sipping on a little something.
I just got to have it.
He doesn't do any pasta blazini.
Yeah.
Because of his jobby job. But he is sipping his legal. What's actually, they're going to make it
legal. When in Rome, right? I mean, like, I'm down to have a little mixture.
They're going to make it legal soon where they can't discriminate against you. Like, so you're an EMT. You're not doing it on the job.
No.
So soon, but if you would like to participate, when you do choose to go there,
okay,
if you choose, then welcome, because they won't, you can't leave the job.
I appreciate it very much.
But he doesn't care in the peer pressures.
I just, you know,
except for
I
the drinking, though. You do sip a little something with, like, a good old Irish.
I mean, when in Rome, I will, man. I'm going to get in the mood. I'm going to have, like, a nice podcast. Going to talk to my buddy. It's our friend anniversary, bro. We met like a year ago.
A year and a month.
A year and a month.
Get it right,
ago.
Mister. Get it right.
Oh, man. Typical male here. Yeah, getting the anniversary.
You know, and then all of a sudden you met Allie, and then just, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I can't give you the attention anymore, man.
Good. No, for real, though. The homie and I, we met a year ago.
Yeah.
I was security. He was doing the EMT. It was a Coachella type event where paid $1,000-something fucking living in a tent.
Oh, yeah, we did. We did 96-hour shifts, 12 on-call, 12 apparently off-call.
Peace to Tom, though, for real. He's cool.
Tom, cool guy, man. I met a lot of really cool characters.
He ain't come around in a minute.
I saw the new thing that came out about how everyone got herpes or something.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that.
Hey, we didn't work it this year, bro. Hey, we dodged a fat bullet. We swore never to go back, and we did it. And then, sure enough, the next year, people got, you know, the herpes.
And we're talking about Coachella, of course, because Coachella is, of course, well, the base camp resort, whatever. The cool people's there for the most part.
Yeah.
Derek, man, you were a little bit of a snob at the end, but you were cool at first. But nonetheless, you know, they rent tents out for like $1,000 a pop or something like that. You know, whatever. It's expensive, you know. And even working class folks went a little bougie for a couple days, but in a tent in the desert, whatever. And we bust them, whatever.
Yeah.
And then we met. And then, of course, I'm more sane than the other guards, where one put up a front, the other was a true.
I don't know, Dano, you're pretty insane.
No. I'm insane in the membrane, but at least I'm honest with it. And the homie Tom Peace, he was definitely honest with his stuff. And there's others. Well, they were, you know, what they were. And nonetheless, but you and I, though, man, peace to Tom, by the way, he was down with us, too. Even though he admits he was younger mentality-wise with some stuff, so he got a little wilder.
Okay.
But he was still down with you and I, because you, me, and Tom, we all bonded.
Yeah.
And we tell him this personal story online, because it makes sense here and there. And the 90 billion hour shifts. Him going on about Allie and talking about how much, you know, like, because there would be beautiful, sexy women walking by, and he'd be like, oh, they're attractive, but I got, you know, he'd be all mushy a little bit and stuff.
You didn't talk much about her, though.
You kept your life until that last night.
Yeah.
Kind of chill.
Like, yeah,
you opened up. We were watching the Twilight Zone on the phone.
Yeah, buddy. I miss it, man. I really do. But I mean, like, I don't know, not to get all mushy, but I mean, like, you know when, like, you meet, you know, someone cool, like someone, like, you want to be with for a very, very long time, you just kind of, like, shut that part of you off, you know, where it's kind of like, I don't even think about that shit no more. I mean, I went to Coachella, and you're right. Like, I mean, there was whatever there was there, but I'm
good. Madness, man.
I didn't give a fuck. I mean, like, I'll be real. I just didn't. You know what I mean? I mean, but those 96-hour shifts were fucking hell, bro.
You got fucked over even more so than me and Tom.
Well, I was working the whole time. I didn't have that time to... I mean, I was technically on call, but people come back and stub their fucking toe and knock on the, you know, the medical door or whatever it was. I mean, we had a couple seizures, things here and there.
That homegirl of yours that was working there, though.
Which one?
The one with the big booty. Intelligent, though, too. Like, but she had big booty. She was cool. She seemed chill.
If you remember her name, you could shout her out.
No, but she was on.
Oh, she was the lifeguard. She was on my team. That's what. Yeah,
she was cool.
Yeah.
Big booty. But then, yeah. So we hear Dano Radio. We having the fun. We talking shit. We talking having a good time. And you know, it is a friendiversary. So, oh, was that a friend of yours, Allie? That I'm talking about?
No.
Oh. No. Okay. So, but because I'm talking about. Oh no! Don't get all suspicious. Do it. No. 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 Honestly, it was about me digging her. You know, I love my lady, all that stuff. But I'm a man. But your man, I'm telling the truth. He was like, oh, so and so, women are cute, whatever. But no, that's respect. I'm gonna look you straight in the eye, and people can hear this. They're all like probably tuned in now, like, oh my god, drama. Yay.
Uh oh.
No, it's not. I ain't gonna lie to you. He had nothing but the deepest, nicest things to say. Of course, he kept until that last night. He kept you like occasional talk, but that last night he was like, "I love it."
No,
he talked really like
the desert does something.
Where
we talked about doing
projects together, and that you would be down to chill, whatever. Like, you were mentioned the last night. Out of high respect. So there was nothing going to me, and we're talking about the big booty. That's me. Well, I got big booty too.
That's my big bro too. Talking about it,
but yes, I'm saying if she's listening, hey, how you doing? What's good? And I'm just playing. But
she tuned in one time, I think. If that's
yeah, she did actually.
About. Yeah, Danielle.
And she actually was a good listener. But no,
I still
man,
have your
hey,
book.
You can
and
always
I,
trust this to us because he's a good looking guy. All right. Trust me, I know scumbags. I'm a scumbag too. He's only 1/4 of a barely a scumbag because he's a man. All men are scumbags, but nonetheless,
nice
your
job.
Man's a good man.
You pulled that out the trench, man.
No, I'm serious. No, I'm serious. So like,
I mean, you dug it. You pulled it out. So you
did big her up that last night. You were like, Thomas, you weren't like, oh god, she wasn't your only topic of conversation, but when Allie got brought up, it was like, wow, okay, you got a good woman, man.
Yeah, I think honestly being around the atmosphere of those kinds of people kind of brought out, it made Allie shine like a fucking star. You know what I mean?
Like
you're around people that are falling over completely.
Tom and I got
bribed
with 10 grand total, like 5 grand a piece to let this guy with his trough of women. And I say trough because as much as they were typical sexy, they're a bunch of pigs.
Yeah.
And
I mean
weight-wise, I like thick.
That's what I mean. I mean, like,
people
in the middle of the night would stumble back from base camp, and it's just like, it makes you think, you know, like, I got something fucking way better at home. Like, this is kind of, makes
you
my
shit
stand out.
You have intelligent friends and whatever else and all that good stuff.
Yeah. No, it's a good environment. When you have that back at home, it's everything else is kind of... just whatever. I mean...
And here I am, though. I'm an old-ass man. Tom's going through whatever. And you were the most sane one of the bunch.
Yeah.
And for the most part.
I have my moments.
But no.
When I make my music, that's kind of what I'm...
But, you know, you held it down. If it wasn't for you on the EMT side and helping out with security stuff sometimes...
Yeah.
Because as much as I am arrogant and I'm like, I held fucking base camp down that year...
Yeah.
And prevented a lot of bullshit. I'm glad we met, man, because you helped out a lot.
Me too,
so,
man. I'm really happy. You're my big brother.
Long
big
Lucy
brother.
Story fucking short. Wendigo and Dan O. We fam O. And then we
on the radio O. O.
And we've been introduced to the character Wendigo.
That's
we got
right.
Allie doing our technical work, making sure
beautiful
we don't sound
woman,
like shit.
By the way. That's the one we were just talking about in the store.
You, sir.
Yes.
A year ago.
Yes, a year
introduced
ago.
Me to this world of Wendigo.
Oh, yes, I did.
I never heard of Wendigo. Now, uh-huh. we're going to get into Wendigo's window later.
Okay.
But back then, it was definitely interesting. It was a
yeah.
fresh perspective. I'm like, okay, I dig it, but dark, et cetera, et cetera. And now, even though the... Oh, what's up, man? What's good, man? So,
yeah, the chef.
That's Julio. This is Lily's brother.
Man.
Yeah, he just entered the house. You're on live on Dano Radio, Julio. Did you see it again?
Did I what? No.
Oh.
That's from work.
Yeah. So, we're here live. My future brother-in-law just stepped into the house. And we're just chilling right now. We're having a good old time. But, yeah, we're talking about a year ago.
Yeah.
At fucking Coachella, base camp, things just everything, you know.
Yeah.
We held it down. We made sure shit didn't get too crazy there.
Yeah, I mean,
getting bribed with $5,000 to let that rich fuck in with his trop of women or whatever, and I said nope. It
yeah.
was a tip. But you ain't bribing me.
And then on top of that,
you
we
saved someone too.
I did. I don't like to put it like that. I don't like to say I did, but I did. I helped out with some shit, but you weren't there the last week because the last week
oh
was
for
where,
Stagecoach
yeah where shit popped off on
I don't yeah let's not get into that, but nonetheless because I know that was hell for you
yeah
so
yeah
we're talking about
Desert does something
hey
man.
You helped put the tents down when the windstorm came around right
yes I did I held on to what I could try not to end up like up where I was fucking million feet up in the air because that shit took off dude it went over the fucking the lanes of the little road right next. Remember that road in the middle of buttfuck nowhere?
Yeah, I
by
remember.
By the cornfield? It blew into the cornfield.
That's where the
we had like 20 of them going to that fucking cornfield.
That's where the Weeknd, Migos, Snoop Dogg all rolled through that compound.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
And we're like...
Yo, so, did I tell you I met a goat? Billy the Goat?
Like...
So I'm minding my business,
like
right? Like, I'm doing my rounds. I got my bag. And this dude comes up in a golf cart, middle of the night. You know, wind's howling, fucking cold as shit. Dude pops out with a goat in the front, and he goes, hi, howdy. I was like, hi. And I introduced myself, and I told him I was, you know, medical on staff here. And he was like, oh, I'm the owner of this farmland kind of deal. And he goes, do you want to meet Billy? I was like, who's Billy? He goes, right here, this is Billy Bob, and it was a goat. Sick as fuck. That goat is like a little baby. Those pupils are... Have you ever seen a goat's pupils, man? They're fucking gnarly. No?
I'm, like, sitting here going, man. Well, I don't want to talk about pupils because pupils gets deep. Pupils gets the universe and the
yeah.
mind. And, like, we were talking about Ewok earlier. And that
yeah.
was... if you ever had to put an animal down... I'm going to get a little depressing right now. If you ever had to help put an animal or... Well, human beings are animals too. If you in the technical sense, mammals.
Yes.
Have you ever had to put a loved one to rest?
Have I had to?
No. But, or if you've seen death in general, it isn't this where it's just like, huh, and the eyes just go. No, it's the irises.
Yeah.
Go in and out, pupils getting big, all this stuff. Like the iris is all fucked up, and then it's like.
So, do you want to know something kind of crazy I learned recently?
Yeah.
That the chemical DMT that's in us, it's the one that we experience when we sleep, but apparently a lot of it gets released also right before we die, and it's the same kind of experience just magnified to an extreme. They say that
when you
that's
smoke
like the
DMT,
crossover
which
is like
I highly recommend
shit.
For therapy, for a spiritual trip though. I'm sorry I cut you off at that. What would you say at the end?
No, I mean, like, that was pretty much it. It's just, like, it's the same kind of shit. It's the same kind of lucidness, the letting go. I mean, a lot of people that say that they've passed away and came back say that, like, they were able to let go of every stress in reality. It was kind of like laying in a bath and just kind of, like, sinking back. You know what I mean? Like, going underwater. where things just kind of dissipate. That's kind of what they said it was like.
Nonetheless, we're getting all deep right now.
Oh, sorry.
And we know, no, and I dig that. And that was good.
I thought it did.
But here at Dano Radio, we like to flip it up, switch it up, all that good stuff. Get a little wild, like a wild child.
Yeah.
And I'm about to say right now, let's get into some tracks right now. Kick it off with a world premiere here on Dano Radio. The homie 8Biz, he's got Bobby's Boom Bap Recital coming out soon.
Okay.
Now, 8Biz has done beats for some big names, underground names. He's my brother from another. I missed the motherfucker. His beats are phenomenal. His lyrics are dope. And he's got Bobby's Boom Bap Recital because Boom Bap has always been his favorite type of hip hop.
Yeah.
And so Bobby's Boom Bap Recital, and he's got two tracks. 8Biz, Eat My Dust with Acrobatic. If you know Acrobatic, he's one of Boston's best. He's been worldwide as well. And then, of course, 8Biz, this next joint, we're about to kick off a block. We're going to do a five-shot block at 8Biz right now.
Okay.
And we'll kick it off with the newest joint, Flower Power, with Vic Spencer. So Blazini up and sit back, relax, and pour a cup. Here on Dano Radio, the original reel, True Indeed Media.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo!
This is the real action. The pot party. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
To apologize, we have a lot going on technically and everything else, so we're actually going to go into the Rock Raider break right now. As you know, the Rock Raider break is one of my favorites. Little pasta blazini fettuccine, well, at least for me, not Wendigo. And we're going to get down with it right now, but let's do this, Lab Brutus. Let's go down Dano Radio, and we will be back after this Rock Raider break. Hey, yo.
Hello.
Hello, do you have material that they use to make bandanas?
Make what?
Bandanas. Uh-huh. What? Hey, Dan, is this material?
The name of the material is Bandana?
The name of the material?
Uh-huh.
Bandanas.
The fabric is Bandana as well?
Yes, it's Bandanas.
Glad. Okay. So maybe we have it. I'm not aware of the name.
Bandanas that I wear on my head. See, I'm in a gang. And tonight we're doing a drive-by. You know, we just have to look our best. You know, because I don't like the colors. I don't like the way the colors look now. You know what I mean? They just don't. It clashes with my LA gears. You know, with some of my British Nikes. And I need something that's going to, like, go with my eyes. You know, because when we go by and kill these guys, you know, I don't want to look like no sucker.
I think the only thing that we may have is just, like, a dark blue.
A dark blue? Oh, no, no, no. Not a dark blue. Blue is so manly, you know? I mean, we don't need that.
If I'm not exactly, I'm not aware of what you need.
Bandanas.
Listen, I understand what you want, but I don't know what bandana is.
Band. Picky, picky band. Sticky, sticky bandanas. I'll break it down. I'll scratch it. Cut it.
Okay. Come on, beat block. Come on, come on, come on, beat block. Come on, come on, come on, beat block. Play one, one, four, 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 me. One, four, one, four, four, me. One, four, one, four, 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 me. One, four, one, four, four, me. One, four, four, me. Four, four, me.
Killer Mix Master Mike chilling with my main man, Rock Crater, world champion on the wheels.
The rear, when you came to the door, you was expecting to see Grand Groove Rock, the ceremony. ceremony. Well, I'm the capital C, as in tech. I got the double E, which follows in the back. I'm the S, the K, and the I. I'm the lady romancer. I'm the cool fly guy. I'm the lady chaser. I'm the rhyme creator. When I say a death rhyme, Frank, you never hear one greater. Like a hip hop, a little hip hop, but I listen to me, T's key while I rock the spot. I catch the beat. I catch the beat. Your body, I catch the beat. It's the B-B-E-E-A-A-T-T-T-T-T-T-T in your mind, and your body. Well, the ground is moving, everybody's grooving. They got the fly girls clapping their hands. Oh, well, the best of the death MCs in the West. T-Ski is on the mic band. Somebody started something, everybody jumping, all the girls are in a fist fight. You see they melt like butter when they see a Slick Crocker make his up pants of the night. And if you're thinking that we'll get to spanking, you know that you're on the right track. Because the crew that should be the head of your head, cause you know we got it like that. I catch the beat. I'm so sweet. It's the G-R-A, the N, the D, the G-R-O, the B, the E, the B, the E, the A, the T, the grand groove beat in your body. I catch the beat. And now, T-Ski, I'm not quite through. I got another funky break for you. Hit it.
Yo, later, we're able to copy that second tape. Ah, shit, it's the third one already. Damn, man, word up. You know I got to get blessed with a copy of this one. This Mr. Sinister, the X-Men. Y'all better peep the flavor, you know what I'm saying? And my man, Rock Raider.
AKA the Funky Alien, representing the Zulu Nation Force on the Africa Bambaataa, with my man Grandmaster Rock Raider, boy y'all funny style DJ, get off the motherfucking dick.
I was at a gym the other night, I was feeling real good, so the feeling was right. I came to the party for a different kind of action, the next thing I know, I was doing a Michael Jackson. I was thrown off feet, and my feet got tight, like a DJ just ought to be fly. He was clipping in a snip and even try back to him, like a DJ didn't know what he was doing. Then I said to my girl, this ain't the place to be, half the fellas only came cause the ladies were free. So we left the place before the next cut was played. My girl said to me, I'm glad we never paid. So I called Marley Marl on the very next day, then we cut a rap about the sucker DJs. To be a DJ, you gotta do your best, have your own kind of style, not like the rest. No jumping up and down, spinning with your feet, cause the music that you play has to be on beat. So Marley Marl went down to take a test to see who could cut up music best. They were all lined up and ready to spin. You could see in their faces that they wanted to win. Yes, Marlon took a test to become a DJ. He cut the music winner something this way. He cut the music with so much class.
I know you gonna do it.
Track. your sweet. Send my shit, good God, about to wipe me to death. Send my shit, about to wipe me to death. Send my shit. I walk the floor, I wanna walk the floor. One, two, three, four, get it. One, two, three, four, get it.
Original Real True Indeed Media, DJ Dano, a.k.a. Kango Fett, blowing up your internet radio set worldwide. And, of course, Wendigo from San Diego.
What is up?
Hey, man, we're doing the thing. And Ali, the engineer, how are we sounding? Awesome. Making sure, because that's the mistake of last week. You know, we raw like ODB, raw like WWE. Raw, like when your mommies and your daddies got together with no condom and then you were born 9 months later. We raw.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus and whoever else, all the mythologies and stuff, all packed together. We are Dano Radio. And, of course, we play the tracks that you should and need to hear. And we got the old school jams.
Yeah.
Chill out, too. And as Julio overheard, the old school jams mixed by the late, great Rock Raider of the Executioners. Rest in peace. Of course, died 2009, actually. Oh, shit. 10 years ago. Wow. So, like, we had an event, friendiversary, and then anniversaries of a passing on. You know, holy shit, man. It's crazy. But, yeah, Rock Raider is one of the best DJs, and that mix, of course, everyone knows. We're on a break when you hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're back. So what's been going on, though, Wendigo?
Nothing. I know we mentioned earlier about my career. I've been in an academy lately.
Oh, are we ready to peek through Wendigo's window right now?
Yeah, if you want to, man.
A little bit. Let's keep it upbeat, because as much as, see, you know what? By the way, even though it's like months ahead of time, this Halloween, gotta do a special episode.
So I'm planning on releasing, like, the final shit around Halloween time. I want to get everything prepped, the album, all put together. I want to get the book at least halfway finished, so I can at least premiere a little bit of that. I want to kind of release it. I got the website going. So, like, the website's in the works right now. I got the tracks on there. I got, like, the...
That's how you
I got literature. I got, like, the first four chapters of the book.
That's how you do it.
And then I got the YouTube. So I got the channel on there as well, and it's got street art, like, how-to videos on space paint, stuff like that as well. So it's like I got a website going.
Oh, I want to say real quick, before we get back peeking through Wendigo's window, Warpro Bite 3 joined us and then left.
What's up? Oh, goodbye.
What a name. That's a weird name. But nonetheless, and of course, we always have a lot of listeners afterwards. But I will say this, since our friendiversary is here, some of the first episodes we've done, we had a bunch of listeners and that were random. It was not just people you got to listen to, I got to listen to. It was just the tags, the hashtags.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was that weirdo guy that one time.
Yeah,
all types. And then there was people advertising this, a little freestyle. And a monk would, of course, call in. Hey, Monk, Luis, I know you're in Orlando. It's like, what time is it there on the East Coast right now?
Is it a 3 hour? So
holy
it's going to be
it's
what,
like 2?
2
in the morning.
Yeah, that last guy that called in that one time that he freestyled over my beat, that was legit.
Dope.
Like, that's a whole other experience,
see,
man. I don't know if you've ever had that where, like, you made something and you heard someone else kind of flow
provided
over it.
You by Dano Radio.
Provided by Dano, yeah.
Copyright.
I mean, that was cool. I mean, that kind of...
Oh, man, it was...
I got to go back and listen to a completely different style, go on, like, kind of what I planned. So it kind of changed the whole way of, like, what I thought he thought about it, because he flowed with it.
Yeah.
Had a really creative, you know, flow. And I don't know. I want to hear from that guy again because
we never got to exchange the info. We shouldn't call him that guy. We got to remember
what's
episode.
His name?
But
I forgot his name.
We've had so many since a year that when I dusted off Dano Radio and I came back to the underground here at Blog Fucking Talk, you fuckers. I just expected just a few people to listen to. It would be used to dust off the cobwebs like I've been doing. But then all of a sudden, right before you joined, and then after you joined. Right before you joined, we started getting random listeners, and then you joined, and then of course something about adding Wendigo to the hashtag got more listeners.
Yeah,
because maybe it was just people searching medieval type, you know, or like pagan stuff.
Yeah, I mean, like originally, like I have it spelled that way with those spaces, kind of just so you would have to know what it is in order to search it.
This
so I mean,
into break it down what a Wendigo is, because it's been a while.
It has been a while.
And the people need a refresher.
Okay.
What a Wendigo is, what the mythology is, and how you put it into hip-hop, hardcore, punk, and everything else, like your music in general.
Yeah,
how
got
it. How you play into this persona that is a part of you, minus the cannibal shit.
Okay, so Wendigo. So according to, I mean, the kind of mythology that you hear, or whatever story you hear, legend that you hear, what I kind of first heard is that Wendigo is like a really dark spirit, not so much a demon, but it's very tall, like titan size, you know, kind of like 10 feet, maybe 15 feet tall, and it travels through the woods, normally like North America, or kind of like Maine into Canada, like on that border in the forest where it's like very dense. A lot of people over the years, especially like Native Americans, have a lot of tales about Wendigo and
okay.
Shapeshifter kind of deal. So
right.
It can be a human or it can be that form kind of thing, like kind of going through the woods. Definitely cannibalistic behavior. So does eat humans. But it's a dark mother.
You like your fam, man.
Sucker.
You like your fam.
Yeah, I mean, like it.
No, I know your plan. I know what you're good. Now, and a lot of most people will, intelligent heads, and there's some that will be like, Dano, what are you talking about eating people on your show for?
Now, there's like there's a lot of different versions of that story, but that's pretty much like the broad spectrum of it. Like, there's a lot that
has a lot of like
has to do with children. There's a lot to say that it has to do with like following just like people that have done like gnarly bad shit.
And
you know what I mean?
And when the Wendigo takes them out.
Pretty much, kind of like a shapeshifter. So
a
turns into a human.
Vigilante cannibal.
I wouldn't say vigilante. It's just more like a dark soul that just goes out.
But he goes after only bad people.
He goes after anybody.
Hey,
now
you lost me there. If it was just the bad people, then we could work on
it. Well, in the book, I make it, you know, the bad people. But as far as, like, the legend goes, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's just anybody.
Yeah.
Anyone that walks down the wrong road, so to speak. Or, you know?
But nonetheless, it is fucking crazy. And the beats that you drop, of course, and you have concepts to everything you do.
Yes, sir.
And Wendigo's window, we're letting you into, you're peeking in the window into Wendigo's mind.
Okay.
And honestly, some of it, like right now, of course, feeling what I'm feeling, feeling good, feeling sky high. You just sipping that beer, of course.
Yep.
But me, I'm always blunt honest with it. I will never tell a lie. I guess sky high, but I'm also sober enough to still manage a good show. But I'm hearing what you're saying. But sometimes, man, that you know, and I like dark side stuff.
Yeah.
But sometimes,
So the whole concept, kind of, I mean, like, is the balance portion. I mean, like, this is the darker side, like you said. I guess how you put it, the more the deeper eerie side. But the counter album that's gonna be. Is going to be brighter. It is going to be a more uplifting kind of deal. Kind of like old school kind of hip hop, but it's going to have like a good vibe to it. This is more the darker shit because that's the tone of the book.
That's
the original
early
shit
roots
that I want.
Hardcore music though.
Yes, my early roots kind of it started when I was in high school.
Punk.
I would put hardcore just in general. I was going to shows.
They say hardcore hip hop, hardcore, but yeah, people forget. But you don't, of course. Hardcore was just a genre. It is an offshoot of, like, some say punk, but it was more, like, we talk about the Scally Caps. They dressed cleaner. They liked hip-hop, too.
Yeah.
Like, I always go back to Madball. Madball was one of
the most common, like, artists that I would say, like, an original would be, like, kind of like Fugazi, Minor Threat.
All right. Yeah.
Kind of deal. And so, I mean, Sandy, every big city adopted their own version of that hardcore, right? I mean, there's the East Coast, there's the Boston, the New York, Then you get the Chicago.
You fucking more,
like,
from
you know,
Boston
and then you get the LA, San Francisco,
yeah.
You get Reno, Nevada.
The
but there's a lot, but then there's the San Diego version. And I, when I was in high school, I was going to the San Diego shows, and it was like very, very heavy, like two-step breakdown, side-to-side builds up, and like you would hardcore dance. You weren't mosh. I mean, you would mosh, but I mean, like we would dance. It was different. It was a choreographed kind of deal. I don't know if you've ever seen hardcore dancing.
Are like
crowd bashing kind of deal on the East Coast is what they do. But we did like hardcore dancing on our side because there were side to sides build ups. And I don't know, like I've made music like in the past before this album, and like stuff like that would kind of peek its way through just because of influence. Kind of like I couldn't help it. You know what I mean? Like there would be a drum beat that the side to side, or I would have a breakdown. Like I would write acoustic songs, you know. This is way before I wrote this album. But like I would write acoustic songs, and somewhere there would be like a riff where it's like, oh, that could drop into like a break section, and you know, and it would just sound kind of weird because it's acoustic. But like, it, when I started making this kind of music, it started showing because it just stuck, you know. So I blended those two together. I got the double pedals and the cymbals and the hard reverb snare and like, you know, the reverse snares and the 808s. But at the same time, I got the heavy bass with the hi-hats and you know, the clap snares and those kind of deep, heavy 808s as well. And I incorporate a lot of piano and harp and shit like that. So,
it's
vocals, all good stuff.
Some of it, like I said, even though this is Window Goes Window, just the way I'm feeling tonight, I don't want to get too dark tonight.
Okay.
But we definitely going to play some new joints.
Okay.
But I want to kick it off with an older one right now, and then we're gonna come back. You introduce the newest stuff.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
So when we come back, we're gonna introduce, and we're just gonna play. If you remember,
just break the ice with Piccolo.
Yes.
All right.
Just kick it off with this right now. Window Goes Window, Dano Radio. Once you introduce this real quick. Once you introduce this track, Window Go.
Oh yeah. What's up? Okay, so this is Piccolus. This is a character in the book that I am writing. It's more a lot of the characters that are on the so below, like the demon side of shit, they're kind of like, how do you put it? Very deceptive. So this isn't a very deceptive, aggressive kind of deal. The story behind it has to do with more of like a haunting, kind of like someone passing and then that passing, like haunting, kind of like revengeful, kind of just like
it's
for the
a
rest
badass
of their,
beat though too.
It yeah, and I mean
you,
that story
you,
is kind of just like wreaking havoc on that human that is alive after someone that had passed away. Kind of feels that disrespect and just kind of wants to make that person like a poltergeist, wants to make that life hell. Afterwards.
So for those tuned in and you listening, of course, and we're about to play the beat.
Yeah,
you can go with what he's saying, but nonetheless. And that's good because that's the story of Wendigo.
Yeah.
But if you just on GP alone, this beat is fire.
Thank you.
So, Dano Radio, the original reel, True Indeed Media, Wendigo from San Diego. Let's do it. Piccolos. Yo, what's happening? Back. Dano Radio, the original, real, true indeed media. Doing our thing, doing what we got to do.
Hey, yo.
So, what's good? Hey, Sound Tech, how we sound?
Good.
Awesome.
Oh,
cool. She spoke up like that. Shot of whiskey or something. But no, for real.
She's sick.
Dano Radio, the original, real, true indeed media. Wendigo's Window.
Yeah,
that was, of course, I always kick it off of that, because that's, I love that beat, that's it, but I love all your stuff, but that's that, get you hyped.
Yeah, buddy, that's the first one on the album, man, that's one of the first ones I kind of made. I haven't really touched it in quite a bit, you know, and I've made quite a few since then, but, I like that one. That one's one of the originals that I came here with. That was like the first one I think we played on the radio.
It was.
That was the first one that I came with. It was called Alistair before.
Yes, and it was also, well, even though on Blog Talk we got the old time radio sound, when you listen to it on your speakers and whatever, like your monitors, Alistair didn't have certain things. You didn't tweak it as much.
Yeah.
You sent me like 5 different copies, all different names, but all tweaked different versions.
Yeah.
And we don't mean tweak like you motherfucking meth heads in Kentucky and shit and fucking your sisters and shit. We're talking about a good tweak.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of shit I added, a lot of shit I took out, but like overall, it's a pretty solid song. And the lyrics that go with it are just, they match it pretty much what I would say.
But people got to wait for the album to hear the lyrics.
Oh, yeah. So you fuckers got to wait.
Yeah, now it's just the instrumentals, which me being a fan of instrumentals and just like old school Miles Davis fan and everything. Of course, I appreciate just the instrumentals. But now the subject matter, that's a whole nother thing.
Yeah.
And that's really good for the fall months, too. And yeah, it could be any year, but that's really – right now, though, since you don't have the lyrics to, well, you have lyrics, but not recorded on there.
Yeah, yeah.
This is definitely just a showcase. Wendigo's Window is currently a showcase of your beatsmiths.
Yes.
Your beatsmith yes. ways.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, but nonetheless, let's get back. So this newest joint you want to play. Tell me about it.
So this one is called Yanganti Tan. Now, in Wendigo, the basically the master track of the album, it is an 8-minute long song, but there's a lot to it. But in it, I mention in the first lyric of the song, pretty much says, "I'm Yanganti Tan's light with Lamaya in sight. I'm crawling out the catacombs." So he's referring to Yanganti Tan, and with the light, it means that this is a demon that has candles for fingertips. And he also lurks in the forest, and he also is a shift changer.
Holy
now,
shit.
Now in this song, he's placed in the backwoods, like valley in the woods, and he's in the cabin. It's kind of just like the don't go there kind of urban legend kind of deal, where there's a man that walks out there that will kind of fuck you up. So I mean, the song is it has piano, it has a banjo. It has two
banjo
tracks.
Banjo is always freaky.
Two tracks I made with the banjo and then a couple with piano at the end. I kind of was, it was very late at night. I was in that, you know, that spot where you're making music, where,
drink
you know,
some moonshine,
doing your thing.
Playing banjo.
I mentioned moonshine in the song. But I mean, you know, you're in that mood and you're in that vibe. And like, I made it as beautiful as possible at the very end. The outro to the song, I made the whole song in like 3 days, I want to say. And the last day I was just kind of zoned out.
When you sent it to me.
When I sent it to you, it was at the very end of my mixing, and still got some to do on it. But the lyrics are made, but it's pretty much half instrumental of a song. And it's actually the shortest one on the album. It's like 4 minutes and something.
Yeah,
second.
I was going to say that too.
The rest are all like six or seven.
Six,
I mean,
million minutes long, man. But
so,
hey, man,
yeah.
This Wendigo's Window.
Let's take the time out.
We're peeking through right now.
Some banjo trap.
Freaky ass, disturbing shit, but it's cool too. Right here on Dano Radio. And it's always love. And yeah. And thank you, Sound Tech Alley, for keeping us sane.
Yeah.
And keeping us out there listening. So let's get into this. Wendigo, Yanganti Tan.
Yanganti Tan.
Here on Dano Radio, the original real, true indeed media. Ayo!
Ayo.
Thank you.
Damn.
Hey, yo, Dano Radio.
Hey, yo.
We're back to peeking through Wendigo's window, you freaks.
Yeah, yeah, motherfucking freak.
What's going on, man?
All right, so that was Yangon Teton. That's the one with the candles for fingertips, and he
freak
lurks in the forest, and don't go down that road, basically. In the book, also, people wander down the wrong road, and at first, like I said, he's a shift changer. So, like, at first, he's just like someone to ask for help, knock on the cabin door.
Yeah.
And then he'll take you to wherever, and, you know, if you spill the wrong beans kind of deal and he doesn't like it, he'll end your shit.
Ah, that one of those fucks.
He'll end your shit. So that's that. The next song coming up is To Manicus.
If it loaded, I'm going to be... Oh, yes, it did.
I'm going to be upset.
But
where do you see it?
Right here.
Oh, shit. To Manicus B? We want To Manicus 1.
That didn't load.
Okay, well, this should be fine. Okay. So this song, To Manicus...
To Manicus?
To Manicus. This is another Deception Demon. So this is one that is another shift changer. Mm-hmm. Shape shifter.
Of course, sounds like Ali had to correct Wendigo right now.
Yes, I'm not here right now.
That's what makes a good partner in alleged crime is someone that can check you and still have your back.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
So shape shifter.
That happened. You should hear me at the drive-thru.
You know, you just offended
lot.
The shapeshifter community. And
sorry, shapeshifters. I thought I had you, Earthwalker.
Now we gotta get the lawyers.
He's an Earthwalker, and he has a lot of deception attributes or traits or whatever.
Like Uncle Saul.
Yes, he's very dark. But basically, the song kind of outlines the catacombs, the gates of hell, the as above, so below kind of aspects. So, like, I don't want to put your brain there. I kind of want to go there on its own, but think about kind of like being lost kind of deal. And like,
I'm always on
gates
if I'm
of hell,
away.
Just coming up to the gates of hell and being like,
the
fuck
gates
my life.
Fucking,
you know what
up,
I mean?
Down, left, right. Left,
so,
right.
So listen to the intro and the sound clips and all that shit. Listen to the phone call.
But that's how you get through the gates of hell.
What?
Up, down, left, right, BA.
No, you just keep going down, but yeah, apparently you're going to go up as well at the very end.
Let's get into Manicus right here. Dano Radio, Wendigo's window. Ayo.
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 Ayo, Adrian. We back at a radio, the original real.
Hey, yo.
True Indeed Media.
Oh, whoa.
We're here, peeking through Wendigo's window.
Yep.
A bunch of fucking freaks, I tell ya.
Yep.
But nonetheless, we here. Wendigo, what's next up on the menu for your freaks or your Wendigo's window looking all dark and twisted and shit?
Aww. Okay, so the next one's going to be Jacob. So, in the book, this guy is a main fucking character, bro. So the story behind this, if you want to hear a little bit of a horror story.
Not too much, though.
Not too much, a little broad.
Not tonight.
One.
Next, we'll save that. We got to entice the people in for Halloween,
okay,
man.
Okay. We'll build it up. We'll tease them.
Oh, yeah.
So this song is about a little 8-year-old boy. Plays a huge role in the book and in a personal life kind of deal. Minor, very broad background here. Just kind of used to do a lot of paranormal investigating, and this is things that came across in the spirit box sessions and everything. There's a huge story behind it, but this song's about him. He goes very, very primary in the story.
All right. So, primal rage.
So the song basically kind of has to deal with a little kid that is dead, that has something following him what's it called?
He has something following him, like a spirit type deal.
Yes.
Or a shapeshifter spirit. It's something twisted and might be good, might be
an
bad.
An 8-year-old boy with a very dark,
who has magic
dark
powers.
Dark, you know, entity behind
it.
It's
like a comic book ready to happen.
So he came through the spirit box kind of thing. Little bond happened.
All right. You're starting to open up portals right here, right now. I know my atheist friends are laughing right now, but at the same time, they do believe in parallel universes too. So nonetheless, let's not open up any right now.
Yeah, more of a skeptic than anything. Just keep that in mind. But this is it's a story.
Story. And you better listen. You better pay attention right here on Dental Radio. The original real True Indeed Media, Wendigo's Window, and here is Jacob. And then we're going to close it out after this with Banshee, we're saying, but let's kick it up with Jacob.
A little lo-fi song after this. Close it out.
But we'll close the window that we just opened up, and damn, a lot of shit came out that window, man.
Woo-hoo! Just like Taco Bell.
What the hell?
What? Thank you.
control is terror influence. I won't have to mention Indian Cliff again, understand?
Sure, John. Whatever you say.
All right. I'm gonna be hot for my cousin, but what are you thinking of, John? Well, he wanted to go to Seven Wars Lake, John.
Woo, we back down on radio. I had to close the Wendigo's window on that one because, well, Banshee wasn't loading, of course, but then we played the title track, Wendigo.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that was getting too deep.
Yeah.
Too deep.
Yeah.
But Wendigo's window, we will always be here on down on radio. Even when he's not here, we will, of course, give you a shout out.
Of course. Yeah. And, thank you very much for the platform.
Hey, you're part
you
of the fam now,
on,
man.
So.
You're part of the fam now.
Thank
so.
You.
But nonetheless, yeah, man, we have one hell of a night. Wendigo's window was definitely deep tonight, and actually didn't cut off. So that being said, let's just get into it right now. A random bunch of mixing here, there, and everywhere, and let's get into this right now. Dano Radio.
Yeah, buddy, celebrating.
Yeah, we celebrating because it didn't cut off and then whatever, and we got a bunch of tracks. You know what? I'm going to, you know what, peace to my homie NY Oil. It's been a while. Kim Sharpton, Cool Kim, UMCs. A little celebration track right now, and then we'll come back with more random tracks down the radio. But right now, this is Hip Hop You Don't Stop off his Hood Trees and album. Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
Flashback.
I'm gonna go with that.
One for the money, two for the show. Are you all ready? Well, then let's go. Go. Go.
I'm 30 leagues deep with this beat street. I'm cardboard boxes spread over concrete. I'm suede pumas with fat laces. I'm tube socks. I'm Dougie Fresh. I'm Big Buff. I'm a beatbox. I'm pinstripe, least pleated. I got my nameplate on World Born. Plus I'm Zulu beaded. I'm hot tracks. I'm approved from Carlos de Jesus. Playing Buffalo Girls for the hip hop youth. I'm the Roxy Roller Wink, I'm the South Bronx. I'm that big black ghetto blasting boombox. With the 12D batteries and the double cassette. With the Dolby button, is it live or is it Memorex? I'm your double lottie daddy. I'm Kung Fu Flicks that got black kids playing karate. I'm the body watch the Happy Feet. I'm the WAP, the PB Herman, the Webo. Plus I pop lock
for real.
Hip hop, you don't stop. My name is Hip Hop, all on this short shot. Come alive, fly girl, give me what you got. Come alive, fly girl. I'm crazy dope, homegirl. I'm funky fresh. I took a steel pill, homeboy, and I'm the Jeff. I'm lamping, cold kicking it. I hip hop to the hip, and I rhyme with no gimmick. My skills have no limit. I'm live, give me five on the black hand side. Swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. I'm parliament, funkadelic, sir knows devoid of funk. I'm your pop's douche, quarter with the leopard skin trunk. I'm jean jacket with the piece on the back. I'm a pair of blue valleys with the raccoon hat. I'm a suede front out front, and I'll give you what you want. I'm on a mission, chilling like the villain. I'm on the hunt. I'm today's mathematics. And if you don't know me, I'm a god body fanatic, ready for static. I'm Ramo posting pieces. You wanna live me, cause if art is a crime, may God forgive me for real.
Hip hop, you don't stop. My name is Lil Rock, all of this short shot. Come alive, fly girl, give me what you got. Come alive, fly girl, give me what you got. For real. Hip hop, you don't stop. My name is Lil Rock, all of this short shot. Come alive, fly girl, give me what you got. Come alive, fly girl, give me what you got.
I'm summer in Brooklyn, I'm Coco Helado. I'm a gremlin, a pacer, and El Dorado. I'm after school programs, I'm up with bound. Right before Reaganomics, coach shut me down. I'm summer lunches, on Wick, I'm King Vitamin. If I'm rich, then I'm Captain Crunches. I'm the Herculoids, I'm the Smurf. I'm Black Lightning in the Justice League. I'm the first, I'm Easy Rider. Riding the Electric Company, I'm Morgan Freeman. I'm Gordon on Sesame Street. I'm Marvin Gaye, I'm Rick James. I'm a super freak, I'm Bob Backlund. Junkyard dog, the iron seat. I'm Van Halen, I'm Rush. Iron Maiden plush, I'm arguing with right boys, telling them rock sucks. I'm a survivor, I've been through the dark and the light. And these are just a few of the things I've been in my life. For real.
Hip hop, you don't stop. My name is Hip Hop, all on the short shot. Come alive, fly girl, give me what you got. Come alive, fly girl, give me what you got. For real. Hip hop, you don't stop.
Dano Radio, the original Real True Indeed Media, and the last track you heard was NY Oil, Hip Hop You Don't Stop, off his Hood Treason album. Love that album. Double CD, double LP. If you ain't got it, get it. Unfortunately, I'm Baby Grand, and we all know how NY feels about Baby Grand. Fuck Baby Grand Records. But they put out some good junk, but they rip off the artists and stuff. But nonetheless, if you can get it straight through NY, do that. Money in the spot. But nonetheless, that was Hip Hop You Don't Stop. And right now, we're going to do some random tracks. End the Night, right here on Dano Radio. Peace to Purple Pill. And then, of course, peace to 910 or whatever the fuck, who joined earlier and then left. And peace, blessings, respects to all the good folks and scumbags too who tuned in to Dano Radio, the original Real True Indeed Media, talking that shit. And, of course, playing them tracks that you should and need to hear. And we talking intelligent, you know, matter, all that good stuff, and then we just getting a little twisted and having a good old time, and definitely playing that music that y'all need to get that sonic contact, relax, and enjoy in life. So let's just get into some more random tracks here on Dano Radio, and then we're going to end the night. And actually, though, I do want to play this real quick. Peace and blessings, respect always to the homie A-Bizza, who's fam for life. He did a May the 4th Be With You mix. Just, he'd been wanting to do it for years. Just a little chop up of some old Star Wars plus a little original added to this. Yo. Hey, Bizarre. Greater Boston area. 603 to 617. Yo, all across the universe, heaven, everything else. One of the best producers ever. And he's fam for life. This is actually, we're gonna end the night with some 8 Bizarre production goodness, including our collab I'll get into later. But right now, let's get into this. May the 4th be with you. Here on Dano Radio, even though it's not the 4th anymore, but still.
Accordingly, like A-Bizza made the beat, the homie on me's recording me. Boom, back to the break. beat, etc. I take charge, reign in this game, I'm trying to head it up. My people holding up the walls, looking dead as fuck. I'm trying to fuel your fire until your head erupts. If this ain't passionate, I don't want to face the music. But in this case, I just can't wait to prove it. Speak your peace, I respect the minimal vote. But this is pure, to the point raw, no subliminal joke.
I got rid of them old blues and ditched some snowshoes. And now I wear the sun, don't chill, my man. You want to do what the pros do, perfect your flows too. I sincerely suggest you come build, my man. The homie here that got dope tunes, survive and smoke too. He knows how to accommodate skills, my man. Hard working only means you enjoy the fruits. Label this the big chill, my man.
I'd like to welcome Dan on radio. Soon to be a Cali presentation. You bring the fam, I make the reservations. It's safe to say your fate is waiting at your destination. A golden state with long awaited legal medication. And even though I don't blaze, I do appreciate the physical and mental strain of Mary Jane alleviates. So this is for the family. Meditate and smoke. Find me on the other side. Collect the levitating soul. This is far from your regular quotable garbage. From dime a dozen, typical and disposable. Artists. This is a 3,000 mile drive, limited funds, and now I'm pretty much living it up. So what up? Peace to all my Long Beach affiliates. Until I rock my first Cali stage, I ain't truly killing yet. So Mighty Mike, warm the mic up and mask up, and take this with the strongest to props, bound the mad love.
I got rid of them old blues and ditched them snowshoes, and now I'm where the sun don't chill, my man. Chill. You wanna do what the pros do, perfect your flows too. I sincerely suggest you come build, my man. Build, the homie here that got dope tunes, the vibe and smoke too. He knows how to accommodate. Hard working only means you enjoying the fruits. Label this the big chill, my man.
I thank y'all for coming out, it was a pleasure, man. And more so, I'd like to thank the local weatherman. The Cali sun, even when cloudy, the shit shines. I think in 8 months, the rain maybe six times. Christmas Eve, it was a crispy 60 degrees. A six pack of Blue Moon, a crew twisting trees. I couldn't help but realize I'm on the West Coast, bringing in the holiday season with all the best folks. 700 bucks, I have broken sheets, a subtle oil leak, it often overheats, but now I'm future bound, ready to take off. My homies in New York are still sniffing them eight balls. Do you, brother, I accept you either way. Kill your brain while no sleep is stealing all the speaker play. It's good to say the sour times are many miles away. So many toys, I'm kind of feeling like a child today.
I got rid of them old blues and ditched them snowshoes, and now I'm where the sun don't chill, my man. You want to do what the pros do, perfect your flows too. Come build, my man. Build. The homie here that got dope tunes, the vibe and smoke too. He knows how to accommodate skills, my man. Build, my man. Hard working only means you enjoying the fruit. Label this the big chill, my man. Build, my man.
Building something here, Detective. We're building it from scratch. All the pieces matter.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
What's up?
And now it's time to say goodbye to all you motherfuckers. We're about to close the night. We're about to end the night. It was a good show. We ended a little early, a little 20 minutes early. But definitely nothing but safe journeys out there for everyone. We, of course, here at Dano Radio, the original Real True and D Media. Afterwards, we go off the air, mess around with a couple beats, then call it a night.
Yeah.
Wendigo and Ali got to get back to Diego.
Diego, I actually have, three tests I got to do. I got three essays. I got a group project.
Hey, you know what? It's good. But at
and
least
I'm
you
up
came
fucking
up,
around
though.
Up here. So.
It's about fucking time.
Yeah.
We had
a friendiversary to it.
Which you were a month off.
Month off, but
sort of a month.
But it added up. I had some time in between what I'm doing back at home.
And you definitely like my little brother, man. And I see you as a peer, of course, equal, but on the spiritual thing, you definitely have a little brother type. You know what I mean?
Of course, man. I love it.
And Ali, keep him in check. And I can see him keeping you in check, Ali, but definitely keep him in check because he needs a good person like you. And now let's end the night with this. And hey yo.
Hey,
Dano Radio. And Ali, say peace to the people.
Goodbye, bitches.
And we're gonna end it out with we're going down the Midnight Express. next here on Dano Radio.
See you all later, guys.
Peace, blessings, respect.
Peace out.
Ayo.
So.